Hello.
Hi, my name is Miles and I'm with Eagle Moss. I was just returning your call. How may I help you today?
Yes, so I've been collecting the DeLorean build-up kits, and I've been missing a issue back from November, and I've yet to receive it.
Okay, let's see here. Can you provide the last name associated with the order?
Haugie, Hauge.
And your zip code?
29720.
Thank you. And the first name associated with the order?
Clyde, Clyde.
And the address.
144 Carlton Way.
And the city and state.
Lancaster, South Carolina.
And then finally, the email address.
It is Clyde, Clyde, dot Hauge, Hauge, at gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. So, which build-up kits did you need, or did you indicate that you haven't received?
It is the DeLorean build-up kit issues 11 through 14, and it also says a DeLorean license plate.
Okay, let's see here. I'm just going to pull up the notes on the account so I can check on the tracking, just so we can have, maybe an accurate idea of what happened.
Well, I
But
mean, I have the tracking number up, and its last known location, it said it was delivered to the partner's facility in Atlanta, Georgia on November 17th.
okay. And I
And
apologize for this delay.
yeah, I mean, I know it was busy during the Christmas, but I've received three issues since then, and I can't really add on to it without that next this one.
And I thank you for your patience. Thank you for your patience.
It's fine.
Okay, so let's see. Sent to the warehouse on November the 10th. Shipped out November the 11th. So the tracking says. Delivered to partner facility, Atlanta, Georgia. What does the Postal Service have to say? Postal Service just has to say that they're awaiting the item in Greenwood, Indiana. So let me get a reship set up on that shipment. Let's see here. That is shipment number 4. Let's see here. And the system is loading up every single item that I can choose to reship. So I apologize for the delay. It's going to take it a moment or, well, several moments, actually.
I mean, it's fine. I mean, I waited 2 months, so there's no rush.
All right, let's see here. Okay. And then marking this reship shipment 4. That has everything you need. The license plate issues 11 through 14. Can we go ahead and process the reshipment? Well, the reship has been processed, which means that an order is going to be sent over to the warehouse for fulfillment, so that we can get that mailed out to you. And in my haste, after I clicked on the product, process the reshipment, I noticed that it said that a reship was confirmed on January 22nd.
I mean, my sister tried calling earlier, but she said she didn't know if it got through or not, so I waited, and I got the next shipment. I got the sixth set yesterday, so I thought maybe it didn't go through.
Oh, it's all good. I mean, no worries. It'll be fine. It was just my mistake. I'm so customer service centric, so customer service focused, that I hurried to try to address the issue and didn't notice that there had already been a reship request processed on January 22nd. So, I mean, if you get two of the package and you have, you know, duplicates, if while you're building it, you know, something goes wrong, you break a piece, well, you've got another one, you know. So, I mean, at least that.
Yeah.
It's not going to be any extra, or it's not going to be any additional cost to you or anything of that nature. We just want to make sure that we get you out the products that you paid for, since you didn't receive them, because the partner shipping provider apparently couldn't. I'm just not even going to say anything about it, because I don't want to get myself in trouble.
I understand.
Yeah. I mean, I don't understand what could have happened, because if they have the package and it's to be delivered to a destination, they should get it to the destination, hand it off to the United States Postal Service. The Postal Service would finalize the delivery. Customer would receive package. Customer would be a happy customer. But if the partner shipping provider isn't successfully doing their part, then it reflects poorly on a company like ours, you know, because if a customer is out there waiting, you know, months and months, you know, or weeks and weeks, you know, if they're used to like getting their packages, you know, from the time they receive an email that says it ships, And then they're used to getting it within about 7 to 10 days, if not sooner. And then all of a sudden, it starts getting to the point to where they get that email that says, oh, your item is shipped. And then a month goes by, month and a half, 2 months, and they still haven't gotten it. Then that customer may start to feel like, you know, well, this company, whether it be us or any other company, is providing me a negative or a bad experience. Well, maybe I might choose to discontinue doing business with said company because they can't seem to get my orders out to me. Where the fault actually lies with the partner shipping provider in this particular instance. So that reflects poorly on us. So I think that because the people at the top are, you know, they know what's up, for lack of a better way of explaining it. So if they see that there's, you know, multiple issues where we're having to reship products because of, you know, because if they see that there's multiple reships, then, you know, they start notice, okay, well, there's a lot of inventory going out that, you know, that's not actually paid for, because the first shipment went out, that was paid for. But then the replacement shipment that goes out, that's not actually paid for, because we're just sending that out to the customer to make up for the fact that the customer didn't receive what they paid for. So then if that causes the company, if that is a detriment to the company, then those at the top would look into it, and then they would take the appropriate actions if necessary to reach out to the partner shipping provider and then have that necessary conversation. And then, you know, because this is a big deal. This is a big business deal, you know, when it comes right down to it. I mean, because if you know, if I was Eagle Moss and you were Newgistics, and I was the head of Eagle Moss and I was contacting the corporate for Newgistics, the partner shipping provider, I said, look, you guys aren't getting our shipments out to our customers. You know, we're going to have to find a resolution. And if we continue to see a pattern that you're not getting the products out to the customers, there are other options that we can pursue and other avenues of other shipping partners that we can utilize to get these products to our customers. And so that, you know, type of, shall I say, a threat, you know, that is something that would, you know, really light a fire under the partner shipping provider's hiney, to safely say, to safely say something and not try to be unprofessional, so that the partner shipping provider understands that, look, we're very concerned. We have customers that we need to provide a good service to. And if the partner shipping provider is making us look bad, then we need for them to step up their game, so that our customers will be satisfied on their end, so that we have happy customers and we can be a prosperous business. Because without happy customers, we can't, you know, be a prosperous business. So hopefully, you know, if anything that's necessary to be done in regards to these types of issues will be done and handled, so that in the future you don't experience the same type of thing again. And now the only thing that I can say is if there are any delays with your shipments, it's going to be because of the orders are fulfilled in the order that they're sent to the warehouse. The warehouse is fulfilling orders a little bit slower than they normally would because of the COVID regulations and the social distancing and limited employee availability because of the COVID regulations. So if there's any, you know, if you're used to receiving things, you know, within 7 to 10 days, and now it's taking you 2 weeks or 2.5 weeks, you know, I sincerely apologize, but that would be my best explanation as to the reason of why that's actually occurring.
I mean, it's fine, sir. I mean, I get you. I mean, I know logistics. I mean, I work as a delivery driver for the post office, so I know them.
Oh, very cool, very cool. And when your reshipped package is mailed out, we will send you an email with tracking information that you can use to track the package as it does make its way out to your residence. And would there be anything else that I could assist with today here at Eagle Moss?
No, that is perfectly fine, sir.
All righty. Well, I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to Eagle Moss. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I do hope you have a good day.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.